Sari Tess, Sif Tess. Two different mumchim came and measured the tchum. Echad riba vechad miyetz. One came with a larger measurement, and one came with a smaller measurement. Shashemin lamarba. We listened to the one who was marba, and we allowed the people to walk until then. We only do that if the difference discrepancy is not greater than the extra distance of the hypotenuse. What does that mean? So what are we afraid? We have three possibilities. We could follow the one who measures the smaller amount. We could follow the one who goes the larger amount. And we can say that, you know, let's do it again. There must be a mistake. Let's do it over. That's the third possibility. So if we can find a way to explain the discrepancy off between the two of them, there's no reason to do it over. And once you can explain the discrepancy, we can figure out which one to follow. So we say that possibly what happened was that one of them measured directly, one of them measured at an angle. So you measured at an angle, you'll end up getting 2,000 amas being... assuming he went off 45 degrees, he went off all the way right at an angle, so it ended up being that, the difference will be the length of the alachson. So how much is that? He went out from the corner, and he went at an angle, and that's why it was a smaller amount.
Are we assuming one of them made a mistake?
So that's what we're saying. If I can say one made a mistake and measured, we have an explanation how he measured improperly, so then I can follow the other one. If I don't know how to explain the discrepancy, then I have to say neither one I can trust, then I have to start over again.
So you have to say what?
Start over again. So the way I'm going to suggest the explanation for the discrepancy is by saying one went at an angle and one went straight. Now that difference is the tesela tatan bein noy uvein ear pachas me'alpayim. So it comes out if you go out at an angle, you measure 2,000 amas. The distance that you're going to, that the actual line will be from the city, will be less than 2,000 amas. It'll be the length of the leg of the triangle if the hypotenuse is 2,000. Okay, which Mr. Burr says is 1,428. Okay. The other one measured out straight, and he came up with 2,000 amas. However, beyond that, we're not going to say he made a mistake, and so then we're not sure what the pshat is. We have to start over again. Mr. Burr, Lamadalich, name Mumchim, Abolim Ho'echer, Enom Mumchim, En Hokonacher Rav Klal. We only do this process when we have both a mumchim. Right? I'm not sure how, you know, there was a
license,
right? Right, you know, there's a license, a tchum measurer, you know. There was a licensing agency called Tchumen. Anyway, nobody got that one. There's a magazine nowadays called Tchumen. What?
Lancer,
yeah. Lamar, the Tchumen the Rabbanon. We'll see the Kula, we're bringing the Sheni Tzor. We go the Kula when we assume that the second one made a mistake. The Karen Alachson, so what happened? Rotzalar Mudodoy Balachson, he measured at an angle. Chemodim Mikarisha Kanada, and the same thing happened the other end. Nimzo Kishamoyskan Chud Misoif Tchum Mikarin Zu, Soif Tchum Shemakarin Zu, Yven Chud Zelair, Harbor Pokhaz Milpayim. If you measure an alachson of 2,000 from the corner, and you draw a line, that line is, when you go straight out, will be less than 2,000. Now, the language of the Shulchan Aruch was, that area, what does Selatatun mean? Nikra Shetach Sheesh Min Achut Shenimtuch, Mikaren Alachson, Zuad Karen Alachson Shekenegdo, out of here. With the line that we draw, if this is the ear, and it goes out like this and goes like this, and he draws a line, that area is called the tzela hatachton, the lower side. Whereas the other person went straight out, from the side of the city. So he went straight out. b'shava directly. But b'lachsona, not at an angle. That's how you're supposed to measure. So we would follow his measuring as opposed to the other person's measuring. Okay, so what will the difference be that? But Yerushalayim said, we're not going to make, say, if the discrepancy is greater than that amount, we don't know how to explain it. Therefore, means one of them just, we don't know which one to trust in that situation, we do it over again. But Yerushalayim said, we're not going to be meiko with the one who had a further distance, unless his distance was not more than 580 amas. Which that would be the mistake which would come out, or a person would measure it by lachsa. If the discrepancy is greater, you have to start over again and clarify the issue. Right, so if I have a square which Mr. Burr is going to calculate it out for us in the next Mr. Burr.
It's not 580.
580. Amos. So you do it like this, that if you draw a square which has the hypotenuse of its, go through the middle of the square is 2,000, so the legs are going to be approximately 1,420.
What's 2,000?
If you draw a square and you draw the diagonal line from the opposite corners of the square through the middle, which would basically be the hypotenuse of the triangle, so the legs will be, that's 2,000. The legs will be 1,420. Well, so really, what it is, if you the square root, that's easy because you're doing the square root of 2, right? So the legs are going to be the square root of 2 is 1.415. Approximately. But the way Mishnah Berurah does it, he does it with 2/5. You do it with 2/5. So if you take the number 1,420, so 2/5 would that be the leg? We always assume that the hypotenuse is 1 2/5 greater. So 2/5 of 1,420, 1/5 of 1,420 is 284, right? 142, that's 284. 2 times that, 2/5, is 568. So 568 plus 1,420 is almost 2,000. So it's a little bit, it's approximate. He's giving the approximate number. Is that making sense? Yeah? Yeah. He has the calculations over there? Yeah, I'm just saying the way that you calculate it, what you want to do with math as opposed to with pictures. Okay. Yud.
Are you assuming
we're supposed to guess? We're assuming that because of the discrepancy, we're going to find, if we can find a way to explain it, and therefore understand what both did, and then decide one is correct, we're going to do that. If we can't explain it away, then we can't. We just have to strap the whole thing and start over again, because you don't know which one to believe in. You're right. It would be an exceptional case to do that. You had oyser the tchum and ketavim ravas, and we make the tchum. We make it as we square off the edges. Then a shemoded al panei kol erech ha'ir lemizruch al paim amal lechutz. We measure 2,000 amas out to the east. We have the sub and to the north. And then you make a square in the corner, which is 2,000 by 2,000, which you fill in that corner. Nimsa atchum by Karen Alpayim Valachson. So if you go straight out from the corner all the way to the end of the tchum, it would be 2,000 plus it's a lachson, Shem Alpayim Ushmana Megas, which would be 2,800 amas. So Avaloyim Dun Me Emsa Karen Alpayim Valachson, and don't measure 2,000 out as at an angle, the same problem we had before. Mechem Mekersha Kenegdoi, and the opposite kind of do the same thing. And then draw a line, Vitin Chut Mizelah, and then draw a line in between. Shim Kenat Mahav said, Ashrana Meyas Shebekaren. First of all, you lose the 800 you're supposed to get, and more. Vigam Liyat Chum, Kenegadir, Elef Varber Meyas, Esim Ushmoina. So it'll be 1,428. So then that comes out to be much more exact. And then if you're using 2/5, that comes out to be very exact, because 2/5 of 1/5 of 1,428. So 1/10 of 1,428 is 142.8, right? That's approximately 1.143. So 2 of them is 286. So then 2/5, that's a fifth. And 2/5, so 286. Times 2 is going to be 572. You take 572 and you put it on to 1,428, you get 2,000. So using 2/5 as your alachson, which is not exact itself, it's an approximation, you get 1,428. So don't draw it like that, because you'll end up with the actual distance you walk straight out from the city much less than you're supposed to. But Karen Lamaloi, so Dahano Shiya, but Karen Alpayim Alpayim Meruba Kamina Satchum. So the Karen will be a square of 2,000 by 2,000, which is the equivalent of the Tchum. But the Alaksan would be Shema Alpayim Ushmaneme, Dahino Imhalach Balasan Naked Karen. If you leave the corner of the city and go straight out at an angle, Mutu Lelechat Shir, then you can go all the way to that distance, 2,800 amas. Mishum Dechol Amas Beribua, every square amas of Sheichum Shiva Lachsoina will give you its diagonal, and it will be 1 and 2/5. This is the Shir Alpayim, the Tosef Urchman Emeus, you get another 800 feet. 2,000 times 2/5 is 800. Each corner gets that distance. Besides the 2,000 amas, you get going straight out. That. The chol erech alpayim is obvious. Hushach lechol ir beir b'shava b'em gedola ben katana. The 2,000 going out, how far you're allowed to go out distance wise, and the corners will always be the same, no matter how whatever the size of the city is. On the roichav shel alpayim, totally the femina seir shim hoya gedola berochba misrach v'tchum shekenegdo v'himiksora tchum gam kein kotzer berochba. So if your city is, he's using wide. You know, if this side of the set that you're measuring is 3 miles long, so the tchum will be 3 miles long this way, plus a corner of a square of 2,000 by 2,000, a square of 2,000 by 2,000, and 2,000 out this way. But the length you're measuring will be 3 miles long. If it's 1 mile long, it's 1 mile long. So that's going to change according to the size of the city. But how far you can go out, and how the corners will always be the same. The corners will always be a square of 2,000 by 2,000. Then you take the 28. And you add it's a lachsen. You take some oil erech shtem esrei. So 2/5 of 28 is approximately 12. A little bit off, right? Because 1/5 of that is 5 5.6. So 5.6 and 5.6 is 11.2. It rounds it up to 12. So the kol chomesh meyos shivim b'shtayim, which gives you 572. Hashem asal elef arba meyos eshem eshmona. You add 572 to 1,428. Kinsach kol hu alpaim, gives you a total of 2,000. Okay, he's finished for the math for tonight. If you don't enjoy math, you're done with it. Okay. That's your neighbor. Your two neighbors.
I have plenty of them. Yeah, I have at least two, and if they don't come up with the same thing, it's okay. Also, based on
that, we can
figure it away.
Okay, get Aleph. Filo Eved, Filo Shifcha, Nemanim Lomer Ad Kan Tchum Shabbos. Okay, so you look at me. I draw a square like this. That's the city. And I go out 2,000 this way, 2,000 that way, right?
Yeah.
But that picture ends at, out from the city, out from the city. So what's this corner? It's going to be 2,000 this way, 2,000 that way. And I make a corner, fill in the corner, 2,000 by 2,000. Each one of the corners will look like that, always. Make sense? Can you picture what I'm doing? Right? If I went out 2,000 amas this way, and that's how I drew the tchum, from the, here's the end of the city, and went this way, and went this way 2,000. So here's 2,000. Here's 2,000. I fill in the corner, it's going to be 2,000 by 2,000, 2,000, 2,000. Right? All the sides will be 2,000. Okay. Afilo Eved, Afilo Shivcha, Nemanim Lermer, Ad Kant Chum Shabbos. Even a person who's an Eved, Kanani, or Shivcha Kanani, has the monis to say where the Chum Shabbos was. It's Chum Darbonon, and they gave in the money to them. Also, they felt it was something which is fairly well known. We're not, you know, people are not going to lie explicitly. We assume that they probably know what they're talking about. Our katan loy, but a child, we say, he doesn't necessarily have the intelligence to get it correct. So you don't give him the money. But they tell me about a katan when he's a child. Our neman hagadol loymer. The gadol is allowed to say Zacharni Shad Kan Hayino Boyim B'Shabbos Kasheisikotam. B'Shem Chana Ali Dusay. If the gadol feels confident to say that this is where he used to go when I was a katan, that is a valid statement, and we would rely on that to say what the tchum was. Mishabura Mem Gimel. Nemanim Loimer. The tchumim Drabbanan Heminum. It's Drabbanan. The Chazal therefore felt they have a right, and they did so. They trusted them, the Eved and the Shifcha. Mem Dalav Neman, the Gadol Lomer, Vekol Mitem Anal. Again, this is the reason why we do that is because it's only the Rabbonah, and therefore we're Mekel. It comes out, had Thumim been the Raisa, even though right now we're talking about a regular, full, bona fide Gadol testifying, he's testifying about what he saw when he was a katan, we would say maybe he made a mistake. But since the Rabbanan Chum said, you know, we're not makir d'chashanim, he made a mistake. Okay. Simen Tov. So now we're going to start dealing with the issues of a person's personal tchum issues. So if a person's out in the middle of nowhere and Shabbos starts, that becomes his malkum. He measures his tomb from there. So Misha Hoya Bo Bederach, Misha Bederach when Lenuach will yodim who ben tumim lav. A person sat down to rest Erev Shabbos, not being aware of exactly whether he was in the tomb of the city or not. And he stayed there, and then Shabbos came. Next morning he walks into the city and realizes he's as he walks to 2,000 amas, he realizes he's reached the city. So he was within the tchum of the city. So what is his halacha? Misha Yibob Ederech Likonis Le'ir. He intended to travel to city X. V'yoshev Baderech L'nuach V'chosh Chavot. He sat down to rest, and the night fell, Shabbos fell. V'yodeshu B'tchum Ha'ir. He did not realize he was within the tchum. And then he realized he was within the tchum. So the loch is kana shvisa ba'ir. So since he intended to travel to that city and he was within the tchum of the city, we say his makom really is not where he is right now, but his makom is the city, and therefore he's allowed to travel from where he is into the city and continue on to the other side of the city at 2,000 amas beyond. Mechaz the seicha, Shabbos, Mahalachas Kula, Bechutz la'apayim amal chavruach. He can go into the city, walk through the whole city, continue on to the other side of the city for 2,000 amas. That's if he's planning to come to this city. Let's say, Abul Imlo Hayabadai to Likonas Limadinazu, which Mishabura says means the city. He had no intention to, his travel plans weren't to city X. And the same thing happened to him. So now he's sitting down before Shabbos. He wakes up and he realizes that he's in the tomb of the city. He had no intention to travel to that city. The locha is Kana Shvisa b'Mekarmai. His place is where he sat down. Misham Yesh L'Apayim Amal L'Chol Ruach. He gets 2,000 amas from that point in all directions. Bimkolim Alpayim Amal Bimokim Shvisos B'Chatzi here. So he starts walking and he reaches the city. And he continues another 500 feet and that's the end of his tchum. So the loch is, that's it. And a Mahalach Be'ir Yosim B'Chatzi. You can't go past that. Even though he's in the city. And we discussed the idea before of the city being like four amas. That's talking about a person who's supposed to be in the city. Or we'll see another Mishra bunch, another case where we'll sit in one more case. But right now, as far as he's concerned, the city is not, it's a non-entity because he's not part of the city. So the city is not valid amas for him. The city is will count towards his school. I just gave an example. Whatever the number would be. Now, Hagor.
When you're saying his das was not the end of that city, what point in time was his das not the end of the city? Was it before Shabbos, during Shabbos, when Ashmashus?
His travel plans were not to that city. So means, before Shabbos, he wasn't aiming to go to that city.
Okay, but let's say he's walking and it's getting dark and he says, well, I'm not going to make it where I wanted to go. I don't want to be stuck here in the middle of nowhere, so I'm going to have a mind to be in this city now.
But that's where he sees the city. The case over, he didn't realize he was within a... He planned to go to City X. He gets to this valley over here. I'm exhausted. He lies down. He wakes up. He goes to the top of the hill, and he realizes he's another 500 feet. There's the city.
Uh-huh.
See, if that was the city he was planning to travel...
It's
already Shabbos. It's already Shabbos. So if that was where he was planning to go, great. If it wasn't where he was planning to go, right... If he was aware of it, he said, okay, I'll take my travel plan, that's fine.
That's okay.
Right. Okay, so the Rambam, you bedaitel l'kanas l'ir, v'omer, shisosim mimkarmi namin din ha'ofi. Now, if the guy said he was planning to travel to that city, but the mice of the fellow said, shisosim mimkarmi, I'm making my shvisa here, that's it, you blew it. You're saying your shvisa is here, not in the city. So if you said explicitly, shisosim mimkarmi, you made it worse, and then you can't travel into the city more than your tchum. Mishabura Aleph, Liyoda, feeling he's coming to Shvisa b'mokam haseh. Even if he sat down, he intended to say, I'm planning to stay here. So he intended to stay where he is. He gets the tchum of the city. Now, the Rambam is going to say that the end. If he says explicitly that it's not going to work, so the Mizrach Chaber is saying that even if he plans to stay here, he says and it's what he thinks. And the Sharatzian brings it could be the Shita holds even if he actually says it. He says Shri Sosim Yimkarmi, I'm staying here. According to Machaber, since he planned to go to City X, and he's within the tchum of City X, he ends up being part of City X. That's on the Machaber. Comes to Ramos, says, no. If you said Shvisasi Minkaimi, that's no good. The equal of Sharatzian and Aleph, he brings the base Yezekei Mokhub Rashi, he's singing the Rimaskal Beloi Piskabim, he calls the Riv, that's a Rivet, Rashi, he throw, he tells him that's a Ben Yerdeson,
it's what the words he says is so important, not what he's thinking.
So
he doesn't say it, but he's thinking it.
So
he doesn't know that there's a city there. And then he says, "Okay, I'm stuck here."
Right. So according my job. So according to the Beis Yosef and all these names that he just listed, Rashi, Riv, Raiv, Rashba, Ritvo, just thinking it will not take him away from the tchum of the city. But if he actually says it, he will lose the tchum of the city.
How do they determine when Machshava is like he says the words? And certain times you say yes, and so is there a guide of this, or it's like every case individually? Because it's like the whole thing now, you know, in Daf Yomi, you know, a few blocks back, if he's a Balkari and is he allowed to say Krishma? Can he see you be Machaven? And it goes back and forth, and there's certain things. Bittul on Pesach, it's enough. It's enough according to Gemara if he just thinks it. I mean, we say it, but really, if he just thought it. Is there a specific guide, or is like each case an individual case?
There are some general rules and there are some exceptions. That's so you end up with, there are some guides and there are some general...
What is it? Is this an exception?
This is not an exception.
That if he had in mind to be in the city, that doesn't mess him up, but if he says the words...
This is not an exception because in regards to Kenyan, the concept of whatever we did with the Yom of Kenyan in general, we say that the main thing is Dibur, not Machshava. Different reasons why that's so. It comes up by Kedusha, you find such a concept as always telling you, there's a dinam amira by Kinyanam between two people, transactions.
That's two people. So I can't say, you say you had in mind, I don't know what you had in mind, because you didn't say the words. But here, this is a Bein Odom L'Mokum thing. It's not
right, so that's the word where they're between two people. There's two reasons why you need deeper. One is because the other person doesn't know, but there's also a surah that the Gemara says that even if it's clear, we both know what I meant. If I use a language which is not clear, the Gemara says it doesn't work. Because that itself that you didn't express it clearly indicates you're not really totally
clear.
Convinced yourself.
Yeah.
Because if you're convinced yourself, why do you have to say, I am making you into my salasi, my rib, I mean, you know, red salasi, just say I'm marrying you.
Yeah.
You know. What does he have to be so fancy? The Gemara says, okay, maybe
he's not sure.
Himself
it's
is
not the pressure.
Right. He's being boned into it.
Yeah.
Okay, so there was the fact that we, there was the idea that there is a certain level of conviction which is expressed through deeper.
Right.
You know, even if it's not necessarily to somebody else, it'd be the person himself. But I say it that there's a certain level of conviction which you get more than a person just thinking. That applies to many things. It doesn't apply to everything. Bittul really works. The reason why Bittul works be here is a different thing. So you hear Kadiba really is a different concept. That's not those are cases where I have a mitzvah of Dibur and I want to fill it through the process of hearer. Here are things where there's no mitzvah of Dibur, the purpose of Dibur, these ideas is to clarify a position. So I say the clarification of Dibur is much more of a clarification than of hearer, just thought. That's some of the general rules.
And he actually would rather be out in the boonies than be in the city.
No, he didn't know. But he said, okay, as far as he knows, he sees a spot. It's okay, you know, nice little depression over here. I'll put myself down. It's not good for Shabbos.
Yeah. All
right, it's okay, here I am for Shabbos.
And then he wakes up in the morning and he sees that the city is like a few feet away.
Right, a few feet away. So he says,
in those days, there was no electric. I mean, it was pitch dark when the night came. You couldn't see a thing.
Right.
It's, I could see it.
So according to them, even if a person thought it, as long as he didn't say it, he can move into the city. Kanashis of the year, Bays. Shkimish is Hilo Hoya died till the Kanas Lear, that's where he planned to go. Hilo Hoya Deya Shayir, so Tetum, Allah Yachov, and Sikhna Shri Sailing in the year, that's where he wanted to go, and if he had even realized, he would have went there. It's almost like we say it was a mistake, and we take that away. We give him the tchum of the city. Because that was his original plan. There is an element where that he loses by this. So he can't go back to whence he came. before this happened, he'd go back once he came 2,000 amps. Mm. Now he's part of the city, he can't go that far. He only goes far the people of the city could go. Shein lo mishal mishir alpayim, kim mishanechshav keechav neir. Menir pashat, the chol zeh, kishiroitzu achshav leilich leir, ultavosu hekele wala. He's sitting there and says, you know what, he really wants to go into the city. He says, okay, we'll let you go into the city, we'll let you go further. We don't say, listen, buddy, tough luck, you have to use the city. Because you're planning to go. He says, you know what, I like my little spot over here, I'm going to stay over there for Shabbos. I'll only enter the city after Shabbos. So that he doesn't lose his tchum that he is right here, he can use the tchum that they actually have in the Karnam. So it's interesting then, he has an option to say, I'm happy where I am, or no, it's not what I wanted, and therefore it's Baltimore Freya, and he gets the tomb of the city. The Medina, he was not planning to go to the tomb of the year this year. He wasn't planning to go to the city. So he had no intention to go anywhere. And not to that city. He was going somewhere, not to that city. And he sat down, and Shabbos came, so that's his market. I feel he had no intention to get Shemisa here either. What's going? Shayyoshin Banish Moshe's. He fell asleep Arab Shabbos. During Banish Moshe, when Kenyan is Chal, he's sleeping. So he had no intent for any Kenyan. He was sleeping. Kishaniner, Shabbos Kishaniner, Motza Atzmai Shubas Tech Tchumir. Now he feels he's Tech Tchumir. So we could have thought, listen, you don't get shvisa when you're sleeping. So he has no shvisa. Therefore, I give him the shvisa of the tchum of the city. So this din that a person gets shvisa where he is, it's automatic, whether he intended it or not, that's automatic. There is a shita that says a person's sleeping, he gets no shvisa. Gets dalanam. Because he had no intention of getting any Kenyan for Shreesa.
We're not passing that one.
We're not going with that. Right. The Chatzir, so he can go as far as his Tchumel, if his Tchumel end the middle of the city, that's as far as he can go. When we call him Alpayim, so if here now comes Mishmer, Mishmer says a Kula. This is interesting there. So he said, he's here, here's the city. So he walks through Tautanamas, he ends up stopping in the middle of the city. Okay. But let's say the city's a small little village. He's here, 2,000 amas ends him on the other side of the city. So fine, he gets 2,000 amas. Then we consider the city like 4 amas. If the city ends up being totally absorbed in his tomb, we look at the city as Daladam. So he gets, walks to the city, travels the whole city, and then he finishes off the rest of his tomb at the other side of the city. So if he walked 500 amas, the city was 1,000 amas, so that counts as 504. Now he has another 1,496 on the other side. I'm going to call him a year if the 2,000 ends at the end of the other end of the city. Call year and an actually ela akarba amos. We count the city as 4 amos. Balakam chutz al year. Ah, tatasha midas alpayim imokam shvisosa commercial is barbasim and tof ches. So he continues on through the city, counts the city as 4 amos, and he keeps measuring off the rest of his tomb. If he planned to go into the city, but he said Shvisasim Karmi, so the Rambam says you're stuck here. Let's learn the Gamba Reish of the Marish Rahoya Bedaita, because even though he's planning to go into the city, Mikomokam on the Hani, Lias Kachem Neir, Ella Bedavka, Shalahoitzi Beferish Mipiv, Shekana Shvisasim Karmi. Sorry, Shvisasim Karmi. You want to be part of the city, that's fine, as long as you didn't say explicitly otherwise. He thought it. He says explicitly, this is where I'm going to be. Even though his original plan was to go to the city. He didn't realize the city is right there. So we could argue the whole thing is a mistake. If you say explicitly, this is where I am, this is where you are, that's what becomes the reality. Okay. Zot the Mechaber, Zot Aleph. It's also one sif. It's a long sif. Person fell asleep and the night fell. And he wakes up after nightfall. He gets 2,000 hands. It's only this is only true. So that's again. There's a mechaz in the Gemara. One of them says in the Gemara that you get four amos. We pass and you get to the. But this is only true by a person. So when talk about a person, we deal with him as if he had been awake. Al chefse hefker enem kaidem shvisa. But something which is hefker doesn't belong to any person. So it's like the item is like a sick because it has nobody defining it. It doesn't get shvisa at all. Whoever gets it first on Shabbos, it gets that person's tchum. The person can then take these items to where he's allowed to go, even beyond the 2,000 amas of where these items are. That's chefse hefker. Chefse en Yehudi, kana shvisa bim kaiman. The items of a non-Jew do get a din of shvisa where they are. What do you mean the kind of shvisa? There's no din shvisa on the owners. It should be defined by the owner. So where they are, Benishmosh defines it. So why is that so? The first lesson shouldn't make any sense. The answer is it's gzeira. Because gzeira chefse en Yehudi, otu chefse yisov. We allow the items of en Yehudi to go wherever. Because the owner has no shvisa, people will do it with the items of a Yisrael, and that's a problem. So now the guy takes this item, which according to Midrabanan gets its tchum. He doesn't get a tchum. But his items, the Ginyan Shabbos, whatever there, get shvisa where they are. Now he takes them and travels with them more than 2,000 amos and comes to a city. Vivian Leir. So l'chara, these items are now are outside of their tomb. So l'ch is yichal mekul talta b'kul. You can move it to the whole city. Shakula karbas. We deal with the whole city is 4 hours. Ubavash dema kefas. It's there, but it's only if there's a fence around it, and it was enclosed for the purpose of living. V'stam yoras mekavas the deer. We assume the city in general is mekavas the deer. How is that? The natural way they used to do it was they first put up the houses and then the walls. That's called Mukav Adira. I was standing with Sarim, and a Mukav Adira, but forts, generally, the way you build a stockade, in a fort, you build the stockade first, and then you put the living quarters inside. Well, that's not Mukav Adira then, because the fort. So they're not Mukav Adira. If I lent my item to a goy before Shabbos, Yuni Shabbos was by the goy, so he gets a din of tchum by the goy. Where is the din of tchum by the goy? Wherever it is. Now the goy brings it back to me on Shabbos beyond that tchum, so I can't move it. So if the city is mukav dir, I can move it. If not, I can't move it. You have to be careful with it. Okay, so we're here.